And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher. And it's gotta be Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning. I do like the overcast. I don't know about you, but this is a perfect opportunity to sit back and enjoy the next hour. Hopefully, we're going to entertain you a little bit, and hopefully, we're going to raise some money for KALW. All you have to do is call 1-800-525-9917 and donate whatever you think is right for you, because we are trying to raise some money for our, not just our new studios, but because the government in its kindness has decided not to give any more money to NPR or PBS. Anyway, so hopefully you can help make up that gap, but we have a show to do here and a game to play, and we're going to start that. As you know, Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. I know we had some mistakes last week, but hopefully they've all been, all the technical problems have been fixed, thanks to Damien. And we will move on and do a great show today. So just to remind you, those numbers, 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134, or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. We still have that. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. And I want to emphasize, this is a good time to call. I mean, it really is a good time to call. We want to get you on as soon as possible. We don't want to miss any of your calls. So give us a call. We have some lines open right now. Area code 415-841-4134. We're toll free, 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, you can email us during the show. That is conceivable. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And thanks to Damien, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our program today, also at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW, please. Okay, once more, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Nancy just sent me an email saying, hooray for the theme song, for the old theme song. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Anything that puts our listeners in a good mood is fine with me. All right, so we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kara Pace is unable to come to terms with stone fruit season being over.
It was a really good season for plums. Yeah.
You and my husband feel the same thing.
At least like all the plums I ate from the icebox were mine. I stole no one's plums, but I've been eating them all season and they have been fantastic. Lori Fisher and the Minds Over Matter A team have exercised all the ghosts in the broadcast machine, and we can assure all of our listeners that, as usual, we are again perfect, or pretty close to it.
Pretty close. And now, a man who needs no interruption, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. And we're going to start the questioning with Kara Pace.
All right. So I have more before and after questions as I had last week. The difference with this week's before and after questions is that for each one that gets answered by a member of our studio audience, I will donate $20. So
they have to be in our studio?
Or no, sorry, not our studio audience, our listening audience.
Good way to save money.
Yes. So $20 for each one that our listeners get right, donated to KALW. So here we go. Oh, once again, I will add that The before and afters are short descriptions whose answers are two separate entities whose names have been portmanteaued together. So, for example, if I said a cappella Bobby McFerrin hit about Mayor Baba and playing golf with a hockey stick, the answer would be Don't Worry, Be Happy Gilmore, or Don't Worry, Be Happy Gilmore 2, if you prefer the sequel. So I have five of them, opportunity to earn $100 for the station. Here we go. Number one, vaudeville comedian and radio turned TV host, best known for being perpetually 39 years old and for chasing scantily clad women to the tune of Yakety Sax. Number two, the star of Gentlemen Marry Brunettes and Fuzzy Pink Nightgown, who won a Golden Apple Award for Most Cooperative Actress in 1955 and a Best Actor Oscar at the 2001 ceremony. Number three is Academy Award winner with Oscars for The Help, Captain's Courageous, and Boys Town. Number four is a canonical blend in haute French cuisine that combines parsley, chives, tarragon, and chervil, as well as rosemary, thyme, savory, oregano, and occasionally lavender from a namesake region in southeastern France. And the last one is, I'm actually gonna do this one. The last one is, after playing Mary Tyler Moore's sidekick throughout the 70s, she went on to write for Saturday Night Live, where she met Will Ferrell, with whom she took a 17-day road trip. So again, the first vaudeville comedian and radio turned TV host, best known for being perpetually 39 years old and for chasing scantily clad women to the tune of Yakety Sax. Number two, star of Gentlemen Marry Brunettes and Fuzzy Pink Nightgown, who won a Golden Apple Award for Most Cooperative Actress in 1955 and a Best Actor Oscar at the 2001 ceremony. Number three, Academy Award winner with Oscars for The Help, Captain's Courageous, and Boys Town. Number four, a canonical blend in haute French cuisine that combines parsley, chives, tarragon, and chervil, as well as rosemary, thyme, savory, oregano, and occasionally lavender from a namesake region in southern France. And finally, after playing Mary Tyler Moore's sidekick throughout the 70s, she went on to write for Saturday Night Live, where she met Will Ferrell, with whom she took a 17-day road trip. So you can each have one, and then we'll...
So I'll take the lowest hanging fruit for number one. That should be Jack Benny Hill.
That's right. Jack Benny Hill's correct. And that is $20 for KALW.
Give a bell for that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take the second easiest, I hope. And that is number two, I think. Is that Jane Russell Crowe?
It is Jane Russell Crowe.
All right. There we go.
$40 so far for KALW. Let's hope the audience can make up the other 60 with the last three questions.
All right, there we go. Why don't you just repeat the ones that are left, please?
All right, the ones that are left are Academy Award winner with Oscars for The Help, Captain's Courageous, and Boys Town. A canonical blend in haute French cuisine that combines parsley, chives, tarragon, and chervil, as well as rosemary, thyme, savory, oregano, and occasionally lavender from a namesake region in southeastern France. And finally, after playing Mary Tyler Moore's sidekick throughout the 70s, she went on to write for Saturday Night Live, where she met Will Ferrell, with whom she took a 17-day road trip.
All right. And Laura, you go ahead, please.
All right. Well, in Kira's spirit, I am donating 100% of my today's salary to KLW. Mm-hmm. And since that isn't anything at all, I'm also going to donate. I'm in a much more limited income. So $5 per answer for me for any of the questions that get answered today. And I'm going to repeat one for last week since we didn't have time to answer it at all after the tech stuff. Of the 100 cities in the United States that have the highest population, 7 of them have 4 or more syllables in their name. And I'm only talking about ones that have a one-word name. So San Luis Obispo does not count. San Francisco does not count. But anything else that has 4 or more syllables and is in the top 100 cities in population, that's what I'm looking for. And I'll give you, there's 7 of them. I'll give you 2 each, 1.5 each, something like that.
Philadelphia.
That's correct. That's number one with 1.5 million people. Good bell on that one.
Oh, no.
All right. Providence, Rhode Island.
That's only three syllables.
It's only three syllables.
Oh, so was that only three? I'm sorry about
that. I think so. Providence, yeah.
So I'm sorry. What's the, we need four syllables?
You need four or more.
Four or more.
It has to be one word. Philadelphia is perfectly starting the list. Kara, what do you have?
Is Columbia one?
No, it's not in the top 100.
Albuquerque.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nice. That's number three on the list with 560,000. So Kira, Dana, you're recused for the time being.
And all
that
right.
That is $10 for our fee there. Kira, do you have any?
No, not. Okay. Nope, not at this moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, I never thought I'd make any money saying Albuquerque, but apparently.
Well, you have. Well, the money's not going to you. I don't know if that we made that clear. It's going to this station.
That's a rude awakening for me.
Anyway, so we're leaving with five more cities with four or more syllables.
Indianapolis.
Yes, that's
number two.
Very good.
191,000. All right. So, audience, we're looking for four more, and excellent work.
I will pass along an email from Carlton who says Minneapolis.
Yes, that is number, what is it, fifth on the list of 428,000. Way to go, Carl.
All right, there we go.
All right.
So okay, good. Just repeat that if you would.
I'm looking for the top 100 most populous cities in the United States. Seven have four or more syllables and they're one word. And we have Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Albuquerque, and Minneapolis. We're looking for three more.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hey, Fred.
Tallahassee?
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
I think that was an answer.
Tallahassee for a guess, loaded question.
Well, it should be on the list, shouldn't it? It's big enough. I don't have it on my list, but I'm counting it, Fred. I'll double check.
All right, so now there's 101. Okay, I was shocked to read a headline in the San Francisco Chronicle that a man partying at Burning Man was electrocuted. But he's okay. He's okay.
What's
so I was
question?
Wondering, what kind of word is electrocute? It was already mentioned once today.
Greek derived word?
I don't.
What
do you mean,
kind of
what?
Word? You already mentioned.
Are you saying it's a portmanteau? Well, that's the electrocuted or portmanteau?
Portmanteau. No. And what kind of a word is portmanteau?
It's a word used by Lewis Carroll in either Alice in Wonderland or Through the Looking Glass, but it is itself,
right.
I think, a portmanteau.
What type of word?
A compound word or portmanteau.
It also is, the word portmanteau is also a portmanteau, and Laurie remembers from French, port is to carry, manteau is a jacket. And so I was thinking of other portmanteaus, and I'll give $5. To KALW for the portmanteau for dog types. This is very popular. A Labrador plus a poodle together are what?
Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle. Nice. How about a pit bull and a poodle? What is that often called?
Is that a piddle?
A pitoodle.
A pitoodle.
And how about a dachshund and a chihuahua? What's the portmanteau for that? Dachshund and a chihuahua. You've never seen one that's super cute. Shiweeny. That's
that
right.
That was so close.
And a dachshund and a corky.
Dorky.
$5. Oh.
A dorky, exactly. And a poodle and a cocker spaniel.
Oh, that's a cockapoo.
Yeah.
That's a cockapoo. Okay, well, we got some money. How about where does the word gerrymandering come from? That's a portmanteau.
Elbridge Gerry, who was the former vice president of the United States.
Under who?
Under Madison, I believe.
Madison, exactly. And it was named after his vice president, Eldridge Gerry. And where does the word come from, gerrymandering?
How'd the Mandarin get in there? Is that the question?
How did the Mandarin?
Oh, it's because there was a political cartoon that showed it, and it looked like a salamander or something like that.
Right, you're doing very well.
And you're doing very well. So, KADO, you get $25. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you, Fred.
Appreciate
it. Good luck, boys and girls.
Reading the Chronicle in West Virginia. Nicely done.
All right. So I have a few questions for you here. Who is the only person on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to have a star not on the ground?
Ooh.
Who is the only person on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to have a star not on the ground? And this person insisted not having their star on a ground that could be walked on.
And it's a person, right?
It is a person, a real person.
I have an interruption. Did we get the answer last week to the most defaced Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
I will just tell you what they were. We had a question last week, or my question. What are the four most vandalized stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? And of course, Donald Trump is number one. And Bob Marley is number two.
No.
Bill Cosby is number three.
Okay.
And Marilyn Monroe is number four.
Wow. All
right. So there's all some logic to it, I suppose.
Okay, so this is the one whose star is not on the ground.
Right. So only one person who was offered a star and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame insisted that it not be on the ground, and it is actually on a wall. They did not want to be walked on by people. Very famous person, of course.
Is this person still alive?
And this person is not still alive.
And does the person, is it somebody like Christopher Reeve because of Superman, that kind of thing?
No, okay. No.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with Superman, no.
No, but nothing to do with the character they played, like Rocky the Flying.
No.
What about Prince?
Well, that's interesting, yes. No, not Prince. They were alive when they got the star.
And is it a movie star?
It's a person who was in movies and other things as well.
Yeah.
So once more, who is the only star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that is not on the ground, does not have a star on the ground? It's actually on a wall. They did not want to be walked on. All right. Second question. I have a list of the ones that I could find. Five Academy Award women Academy Award winners for Best Actress appeared in films as a First Lady of the United States. Okay, so what five Best Actresses who won the Academy Award for Best Actress, I should say, appeared in feature films as the First Lady, a President's Wife, First Lady of the United States?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. Somehow I knew you would get that first.
What movie was that?
Jackie, right?
Jackie, that's correct. Oh. Yes, here has one. So there are four more on that list, all former winners. None of them won the Academy Award for playing the First Lady, but they had won one previous or after.
How about Greer Garson? Did she play FDR? She played
Greer Garson is correct. She played Eleanor Roosevelt in Sunrise at Campobello.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so there are three left on that list. And then I'll ask you one more question here. Now, I want to know the three U.S. states that have the fewest acres devoted to national park land. Mm. Now, I'm not asking about states that have no national parks, and actually, I think there are one or two that have no national parks. But so what are the three states that have the fewest acres devoted to national park land?
And this is not percentage of, it's just total acres, right?
Yes, yeah, just total acres.
And this is just national parks. It's not national recreation areas.
Right, strictly national park.
Okay.
And I will tell you that one has 462 acres, one has 12 acres, and one has 5 acres. So what are the three states with the fewest acres devoted to national park land?
So how about Rhode Island?
Rhode Island is one. It has 5 acres.
That's
it's
the acres.
Roger Williams Memorial. All right, that's good. I'm looking for the other two.
What about Hawaii?
Not Hawaii. Hawaii has lots of, I won't say. I mean, Hawaii's kind of in the middle. But okay, so I'll leave that out. Just once more, who is the only star down the Hollywood Walk of Fame to have their star not on the ground, but actually in a wall? They didn't want to be walked on. Who are the five Academy Award winning best actresses who played first ladies in feature films? So far we have Greer Garson and Natalie Portman, who are the other three. And what are the three states with the fewest acres of national park land? So far we have Rhode Island at 5 acres. What are the other two? And seeing as how it's, we're going to take a very short minute off here, and John Carroll's going to talk to us about how important it is to raise money for not just the station, but for public radio in general across this country. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Dana. So yes, it is our fall membership campaign. So we're asking folks to support KALW by making a gift of support. You can do that by calling 1-800-525-9917. That's 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go online to kalw.org and click donate to make your gift of support. As we've talked a little bit about in the last couple of weeks, federal funding for public radio across the nation has been cut. That amounts to about a $400,000 grant for KALW that we will not get in October. So we are working to make up that difference, and we've had several folks that have pitched in so far, but we do need your support to make that happen. So 1-800-525-9917 is the number to call, or online at kalw.org and click donate. And I have three answers. I think one I'm sure of, one I'm kind of maybe on, and one I'm a little iffy on. So I do know that Shirley MacLaine in Guarding Tess is one of the best actress folks.
However, John,
yes.
She plays an imaginary first lady, not
a real. Ah, you're getting me on a technicality there, Dana. Okay, so and then I think for Kira's question, I think Herbes de Provence, is that the culinary?
That's, well, it's a before and after. So
oh, before and after,
you
okay.
have half of it.
So okay.
If somebody can complete that, do a little tag team answer with you.
Gotcha.
Then that'll be $20 for the station.
Woo-hoo.
So.
And is Frank Sinatra the star on the Walk of Fame?
No, that's a logical answer, but no, not Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that was the one I wasn't so sure about. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope we've furthered it along so as we can tag team some answers so folks can actually get the rest of it for you. So thanks so much.
Thank you, John. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I am your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and along the panel we have Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. And of course, you're listening to this on KALW, your local public radio station. And many thanks to those of you who take the opportunity to call 1-800-525-9917 and donate whatever you can to help support KALW and public radio. Okay, let's go to a call, Damien. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good morning. So thanks. The big picture program yesterday, they talked a whole time about Fermi paradox. And that's why I agree with everything you said. It is definitely very, very big question. But they had very good analysis. Please, everybody, listen to their broadcast online. It's a good description. So Fermi paradox, in word, say, where are they talking about aliens from other stars? How come we did not see them? So listen to the show. I think it will give you a lot of really good answer. Okay, so my question today about astrophysics. Let's start with the planet Venus. Which is longer on Venus, the day or the year?
The year is slightly longer on Venus.
No.
I'm sorry, the day is slightly longer than the year. It's like by, yes. I'm sorry. You know what I meant.
Yes,
the one that is usually shorter is longer.
Yeah, well, it actually is actually, the year is shorter by about 10 Earth days. So it's quite very different, maybe 10 or 20, I forgot that number. So the day in Venus lasts longer than the year. And you know, that may happen to Earth. We don't know. Okay, the second question I had prepared was about, we know that Sirius, by the way, the name of that planet, star again was mentioned in Jeopardy last night as the star of Isis. Beautiful, beautiful, just have people know the history and science. Okay, so Sirius is only, let's talk about the nearest planet to us, which is Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri is three stars, and one of them have a planet around it called Proxima. But no, Proxima Centauri, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit too excited. Proxima Centauri is one of the stars in the group of Alpha Centauri. It has a planet goes around it that's very similar to Earth, and it may have life. It may answer Fermi paradox. Okay. It takes light from Earth the sun or the sun to Earth, 8 minutes. How long do you think it takes light from Proxima Centauri to Earth? How many years? In years, believe it or not. 8 minutes to the sun, years to Proxima Centauri. I'll say the answer because it is a very short time. 4.18 years. Take about 4 years. For light, the fastest thing in the universe. Okay, then one, we talked about Fermi paradox, we talked about the sun. Well, something, we know that we have always problem with earthquakes. The Hayward Fault is, they call it the sleeping giant. And if it erupts, it's going to cause a lot of damage to the whole barrier, especially the East Bay. Okay, which star around us, it's about 600 years from us that may go supernova in the next, any time. It could go now, it can go, but it will definitely go supernova within the next thousands of years. What is the name of the star?
Is that one Betelgeuse?
That is Betelgeuse.
Yeah. Nice.
Betelgeuse,
one.
And there are two, so it will produce gamma ray bursts. Gamma ray bursts are deadly. The least it will do to us, it will totally destroy the atmosphere, the ozone layer of the atmosphere. It also may kill us all. So what happened when the star goes supernova? What happened to it?
It blows up.
Anybody knows? Okay, I'll tell you. When the star goes supernova, the whole star collapses to the center. And it shows a big shell called planetary nebula. But in the process, huge amount of energy get released, including gamma rays, and it is deadly. So when the star get reduced to that magnitude, it's called supernova. So there are three ways of supernova. The star can go into a black hole, but its Betelgeuse is too small for that. It can go to neutron star, and also Betelgeuse is too small for that. But also can find it to go to wide door.
All righty, we have to wrap this up.
10 miles. Thank you so much for time. One last thing.
All right.
This is about the UNESCO. We need them more than ever. Please open your purse as much money as you can. Thank you. I'm sorry to take so much time. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you. And to those of you who donated money, remember, no returns. So, right. So we're just almost halfway down to the bottom in the hour here. So let's quickly repeat the questions we have out. So Kira, you go ahead.
All right. So I have three before and afters left. The first one is Academy Award winner with Oscars for The Help, Captains Courageous, and Boys Town. The second is a canonical blend in haute French cuisine that combines parsley, chives, tarragon, and chervil, as well as rosemary, thyme, savory, oregano, and occasionally lavender from a namesake region in southeastern France. And the third one is, after playing Mary Tyler Moore's sidekick throughout the 70s, she went on to write for Saturday Night Live, where she met Will Ferrell, with whom she took a 17-day road trip.
So I should say that at this point, Sandra wrote an email that said the answer to the last question was Valerie Harper Steele. Is that correct?
Yes. Valerie Harper Steele is correct. And that is $20 for the station. Thank you, Sandra.
Good job. Good job on that. And Laura, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking, of the 100 most populous cities in the United States, I'm looking for four more that have four or more syllables that have one word. I looked up, I cheated. I looked up, Fred said Tallahassee might be one of them. It isn't. Its population is too small. Okay. And so that's it. So we have Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Albuquerque, and Minneapolis. We're looking for three more.
All right. And I am wondering who is the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame who insisted their star not be on the ground? He didn't want to be walked on. It is actually on a wall. So who is that person? I'm looking for the five winners of the Best Actress Academy Award who portrayed first ladies in feature films, first ladies being the wife of a president. And so far we have Greer Garson, who played Eleanor Roosevelt, and Natalie Portman, who played Jackie Kennedy. So there are three others, yes.
And the real ones.
Historical.
And the real ones. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. And I'm looking for the three U.S. states with the fewest acres of national parkland. Now, I'm not looking for states that have no national parks. I'm looking for the states that do have national parks that have the fewest acres devoted to that. So far, we have Rhode Island, which has 5 acres. What are the other two states on that list? And let's see. Let me just check the email here just for a second. And Virginia said that Sally Field played Lincoln's wife in, of course, Lincoln, and that is correct. So thank you very much for that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, Kira, I couldn't agree with you more. This stone fruit season was simply spectacular. Yeah.
So
I
good.
Ate so many nectarines, I thought I was going to turn into one. So I have a couple of answers, I think. Is Honolulu one of the 4-syllable cities with more than a million?
It is not.
It's
not more than a million. It's in the 100
okay.
most populous. So it's around 200,000 or so, but I don't think so. I'll double check.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I was thinking of the entire state. The states with the fewest acres of national parks, is Connecticut one of them?
It is not.
How about West Virginia?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple of questions. One is, this has to do with prefixes like omni or neo. I have some prefixes, and I'm wondering if you can tell me what it is that they represent. So the first one is YOTTA, Y-O-T-T-A.
That's a measurement prefix, and it's either super big or super small. I think it's super big. It's like 10 to the 18th or something like that.
Thank you, Kira. I wanted to ask this question when you were on the panel because I was pretty sure you were going to get it. I thought we might have to get to Zeta, Exa, but I knew once we got to Terra and Giga, somebody was going to get it.
Yeah. Did I get it? Is it 10 to the 18th?
I'm not sure about that, but it is huge. It is huge.
Excellent.
And the partners on the other side are Yocto, Zepto, Femto, Pico, Nano, and those are the very, very small things. And those were authorized at the 1960 Paris International Committee on Weights and Measures, which also finally decreed what a meter actually is. Oh. And, you know, not using a physical representation of a piece of metal, but a different way of calculating that. So I have another completely different question. There are 6 countries in the world that have more than 100 million Christians. What are those 6 countries? Now, obviously, they have to be big in population because at least 100 million Christians.
How about Brazil?
Yes, number 2.
United States?
Absolutely, 220.
How about the Philippines?
Yes, the Philippines are number 6 with 100 million.
What about Argentina?
No.
Okay.
How about Russia?
No.
Would India have 100 million Christians?
They do not.
All right. Let me think.
Any chance China does?
No.
What about Russia, Nigeria?
Yes, Nigeria is nice. Number 4.
Russia?
I guess Russia.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
Still not Russia.
We have 4.
You have the U.S., Brazil, Nigeria, and the Philippines, and there are 2 more.
Okay, so probably if not Argentina, then we're probably not doing South America anymore. Australia?
No.
Okay. Are the last 2 in Africa by any chance?
One of them is.
No, how about the...
And one of them's a little closer to home.
Oh, Canada? How about... Oh, Mexico. Oh,
Mexico. Yes. Nice. Mexico's number three.
All right. South Africa?
No.
How about the Congo?
It's the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so those are the six. And now I have a quick related question, and this should be pretty easy. Which of these countries also has 100 million Muslims?
Well, Indonesia.
That wasn't on the list.
No, because Indonesia is not on this list.
Oh.
I'll give you these six countries again. U.S., Brazil, Mexico, Nigeria, Congo, and Philippines.
Nigeria.
It's absolutely Nigeria. Give yourself a bell. So those were my questions for today. And I just wanted to mention that my husband and I decided to look at our annual donation to KALW and make that our monthly donation.
That's great.
Thank you.
We have greatly increased it. And it's almost entirely because of Minds Over Matter. Love your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Yeah, thank you.
Where's the station manager?
Thank you.
He's left the building.
Oh, okay. All right. I think we're going to change the name from the People's Studio to the Minds Over Matter Studio now.
Nice.
All right. So I had a question, Lori. How about... A maybe city for you. How about Jacksonville?
No.
Three syllables.
That's three syllables. Yeah. But I did cheat again. Rita said Honolulu, and I went online and looked, and it is correct. I left it off the list.
Oh, is it? No.
300,000 people. So I can't hear the bell again, but give her a bell.
No, they have to have a million people, and they have
They don't have to have a million. They have to be in the top 100 most populous cities.
Oh, all right.
And the least one has, in my list, has 230,000. Honolulu has 300,000. So we're still looking for three more. Thank you, Rita.
How about Sacramento?
Yes, Sacramento is fourth on the list. Just over 500,000.
Okay. All right. And next call, Damien. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Diana from Berkeley.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I've been scooped on a whole bunch of things, but I still have one city left, Cincinnati.
Yes, Cincinnati.
Oh, good job.
Sixth on the list.
Okay.
314,000. Way to go.
Thanks very much. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who is the first known named author of a piece of literature in the world? This is sort of one in the eye for Eid.
So can we go with
Homer? It's not Egypt.
Much
earlier.
Much earlier than Homer. Okay.
Earlier than Homer?
That's what she said.
Much, much earlier.
Much earlier.
Yeah.
So would it give it away to tell us what language it was originally in?
Akkadian.
Akkadian.
It's the language spoken by the Babylonians and Assyrians and Akkadians.
And it's a full piece of work and not, say, a review on copper quality?
No, it's a piece of literature.
Okay.
Not that the copper quality isn't literature.
Is this piece of literature something that's come down and is still read today?
Yeah, no, it's not as famous, but yes, it is still read today.
Not by any of us.
No, this is tickling something in the back of my head, but my classical knowledge is terrible.
Okay, it is the destruction of Agade by Enheduanna, who was priestess of the moon god at Ur.
Yeah. What year are we talking about?
Probably about 2200 BC, maybe 2100 BC, somewhere in there. But it's a very long epic poem. So.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. And if you'd like to join us, the numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We're going to take a break for a minute here, and John is going to talk about the very great importance of supporting public radio, KLW in particular, and public radio in general all across the United States. John?
Thank you, Dana. Yes, it's 1-800-525-9917 is the number you can call to make that gift of support. That's 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go online to kalw.org and click donate. And, you know, membership to KLW has never been more important as we face these challenges. Media in general is under attack. Public media is no longer being supported by the federal government. There are lots of challenges, but KLW is not planning to back down from the fight. We are planning to be here. We're planning to continue the coverage that we offer. We're planning to continue working as best we can in our local community to make sure we report on issues of importance here within the Bay Area, that we continue to let you know what's going on nationally, internationally, as well as here at home. Expanding on our music discovery programs, continue to support artists and authors and poets and musicians and all kinds of cultural events here in the Bay Area. But the big but here is we can only do so with your support. It's your support that makes all of this possible. Over two-thirds of our budget comes from our listeners. And so when you make that gift of support, or you up that gift of support, like one of the listeners you heard earlier, we appreciate it. We are very grateful. And it goes very, very far to make sure that the things that you love here on KLW can continue to be here for you day in and day out. So call right now, 1-800-525-9917, or go online to klw.org and click donate, and please be as generous as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And let's see, we have some calls on the line. Let's go to one right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. And I'll pile on the stone fruit thing. I dared to eat a peach, so
and survive
with a messy face. Let's see. Kara is the one of your things is the fine herb de Provence.
Fine was the rest of it. John had gotten half of it. Thank you for finishing that up. Fine herb de Provence. So nice job.
Thank you. Okay, and then First Lady, did Joan Allen, does she count? I don't know, for playing. She played Pat Nixon.
She did not win Nixon, Best Actress. So
but she hasn't won. Okay.
No.
How about Ellen Burstyn? She played Barbara Bush in W.
Oh.
She won
an Academy Award, right?
Did she play Barbara Bush? Okay, I'll give
you. Yeah, she played Barbie Bush in that Josh Brolin in the Ollie Stone one.
All right, I did not know that, but that's legit. So
wait, Ellen Burstyn has an award for Best Actress?
Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
And then the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I think that's Muhammad Ali.
Ali. Mm-hmm. Yes, Muhammad Ali is the one that did not want to be walked on. So
interesting.
He is on a wall. Good job.
Okay, and then last week I asked a question which got kind of mangled, I think, and my ADHD won't let me let it go. Do you remember, Dana? I think I asked about what the what ska, feminism, and coffee shops all have in common.
Oh, is it waves?
Waves, that's correct. Yeah. They're all measured in waves. Can you tell me which wave each of those is in?
Ooh.
Or the most recent wave?
They're in different waves?
They are.
Yeah,
like
you know,
feminism.
Like,
we're at least in third wave feminism.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right?
No, technically we're in fourth wave feminism.
I missed that.
Third wave ska.
Third wave ska is the most recent, which is kind of the 90s ska, No Doubt, Sublime, that kind of stuff. And then coffee shops.
No idea.
Ooh.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'll make up a number. How about sixth wave?
No, third wave also. They're
many
tied
more.
With ska. So right. Feminism is in the lead right now, apparently.
More waves of feminism than coffee
shops. Yeah, I don't know if that bears out. But okay, and then one other question. I have to do with Poets Corner in Westminster Abbey. Who's the first person to be buried in Poets Corner and the most recent?
Ooh.
Sometimes they're not buried there. They just have a plaque. But first.
Right, but these are, yeah, these are actual burials.
Is it John Milton?
No, it's earlier than Milton.
Yeah. Shakespeare.
And a hint, this person wasn't buried there because of their writing. They were buried there because they were the clerk of works of the Palace of Westminster.
Wow. But that wasn't Shakespeare.
I think it's Chaucer the person?
It is Chaucer. Very good.
Very right. good. Give Bella that one. That's yeah. great.
Yeah.
Yes.
And most recent?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Mm-mm.
We have
no,
to be dead.
It's an Academy Award winner.
George Bernard Shaw?
No. More recent. This would have been in the 90s.
Won
the Academy Award for screenplay?
No.
Oh.
Was it acting?
It was acting.
All right. Oh. Christopher Lee. I don't know.
No, Olivier?
Olivier is correct.
He's in the poet. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing, I'll just give the answer quick, but it's the oldest person buried in Poets Corner is how old? According to the grave.
When they died, they were the oldest?
Oh, I see. Well, George Bernard
Well, according
Shaw
to the according to the times
90s.
On the grave, and this is not a famous person. You will not have heard of this person. So I'm just going to give you guess the age of the person according to the dates on the grave.
Is it over? Is it 100 or more?
It is over 100.
Over 100.
104.
It is over that.
108.
Go higher.
Go, Dana.
No. Yeah. 110. I don't think it's over 110.
It is over 110.
Oh, all right.
112.
It's Methuselah.
It is over that.
You have to tell us.
It is a person named Old Tom Parr who is famous for being old. And according to the dates on his grave, it's 152 years.
Well, come on.
So, yeah 1483 to 1635. So, okay, thanks. Great show
thanks
as always.
Much. Appreciate it.
Adios.
Dana, what did Olivier win? He didn't win for writing. He won for acting. Sorry.
He won for, right. Okay, let's quickly just run through the questions we have left just to let people know. Kira, you go first.
I have one before and after left, and it is the Academy Award winner with Oscars for The Help, Captains Courageous, and Boys Town.
So wouldn't it be Olivia Spencer Tracy?
Yes, Olivia Spencer
Tracy. Good job on that.
Okay. And do you have more, Kira?
No, that was it.
I have one more city. That is in the top 100 most populous cities in the United States that has four or more syllables.
Hmm.
Once we got rid of Honolulu, which made it a total of eight, but there's still one more. And it's the smallest of them. It's 230,000 people, if that helps, which it won't.
All right. I am looking. There are five winners of the Academy Award for Best Actress who portrayed first ladies in feature films. And we have... Ellen Burstyn, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Jackie Kennedy. I should say six because the Ellen Burstyn I didn't have. But there are three left on my list, or two left, I'm sorry, because we got Sally Field as well. And then there are three states that have the three states that have the fewest acres of national park land. Not no national parks, just the fewest acres of national park land. And so far we have Rhode Island on that list. What are the other two states?
What about Michigan for that?
Not Michigan.
Okay.
And we do have some lines open right now. If you want to give us a quick call, we'd love to hear from you, of course. Glad to talk to you. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And since we used up your questions, Kira, why don't you go ahead and give us another one if you have them?
Well, how about this? I will continue the $20. I still have my questions from last week that did not get answered.
All right,
so
go ahead. Whatever you think.
I'll just do two more from that. So let's do the Oscar-winning actor focused on honoring August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle took a break to compile the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon Gent. And the other one left over from last week was sitting senator from the Bluegrass State who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos.
Is the first one Denzel Washington Irving?
Yes, the first one is Denzel Washington Irving.
No, we might have gotten that last week. I don't think I knew it last week, but I know it now.
Something, but we didn't. I think we never knew what the other part was.
Say it again, Dana.
Oh, it Rand Paul something, right?
Yes, Karen? It's Rand Paul something. So something
that's.
Yes, if somebody wants to call in with the something, it'll be $20 for the station.
All right. Good job. All right. I'll throw in one quick question too. What is the only commercial airport in a national park?
Whoa.
There's only one commercial airport in all the national parks in the U.S.
It's inside the borders of the national park.
It is indeed, yes.
And I'm sorry, you said national airport? I'm sorry, international airport?
It's a commercial, just a regular commercial airport, yeah.
So is there one in Yellowstone?
There is not one in Yellowstone. So what is the only commercial airport that is located in a national park? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Sandra.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's quick here. Lori sniped Sandra on
Octavia Spencer Tracy.
Right. Well, all right. Give her a bell.
Lori, we share a brain, so I'm okay with it.
We do. Yeah. We do. It's,
is Chattanooga big enough to be on your list?
It's not. Sorry, it doesn't make the top 100. Good guess.
Well, we got. I know this one for sure. Ginger Rogers, who won Best Actress for Kitty Foyle, was in a rather forgettable movie called something Doll, Magnificent Doll.
That is correct. Dolly Madison. Dolly Madison. Yes.
Excellent.
All right. Yes. We get a bell. Yes. We have our own bell today.
Trust the new.
We need it. That bell I heard.
It was all about her inventing those delicious little snack cakes.
Yum, yum, yum. All right. Well, that's all we've got, I think. I got the world's quickest question, though. Hey.
What's your name?
Iraq. Iraq is the only country whose name ends with a Q, but there's also one country each that end with G, H, and K. What are they?
Oh, three separate countries. Sorry.
Separate countries.
Sure.
G, H, and K.
G, H, and K.
Wait a minute. This is a good dead air question. I like
it. No.
Oh, no. I don't think it would be dead simple.
G-H-K.
I saved my Tolkien nerd question for another week.
Give him a hint.
All right. Okay. Well, two of them are in Europe and one of them is in South Asia.
Wow.
Wow.
We should know this.
Well, so I'm going through the map.
Two are really tiny, and one of them has
Denmark ends with a K.
Denmark. That's the K.
Yes.
What is even smaller?
What's even smaller than Denmark? And is in Europe.
San Marino, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
Good.
So now we have our H in Southeast Asia, or did you say South?
South Asia.
South Asia. Oh, Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
Woo-hoo! Ooh, nice work.
Get a bell.
All right.
That's all.
Ice stick in the head.
That's all we got. Have a lovely week, and we will continue to give money to KLW.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, cheerio. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there, caller? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Okay, Kira, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Training Legend Cheek.
Training Legend and Cheek?
Cheek?
Yeah.
Like cheek?
Think portmanteau.
Who's a training legend?
You said it like a few minutes ago. You 2/3 of it you got. To training. Think Training Day.
Okay. Oh, so Denzel Washington something.
Legend
of Sleepy Hollow and
is Washington Irving.
Sure.
And what's Cheek? Come on. When we're dancing cheek to cheek.
So Irving Berlin.
You see what I'm saying? Denzel, no. Washington, Irving, Berlin.
That's true. That is four.
Yeah. Well, three names. But okay. So look, let's move on. We got a
it
lot
has to be very
happening.
Quick. We're okay, almost out of time. So
very quick. If you were to, like, you had a chance of winning this big lottery that's up this evening, if you had one chance for every second and a minute, that would be 60 chances. And then 3,600 in a minute. No, in a minute. And then 84,600 in a day. How many seconds are in a year?
Oh, it's that Rent song. And then, or
what?
No, that's minutes in a year.
2000, yeah, the song from Rent.
How many seconds are in a year?
What's do you remember the number? It's like
I don't.
Something 6,000 minutes. Yeah. Oh, it's
no,
minutes.
No, the answer is 12. You got January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. Okay, it's a bad joke. But anyway,
we're doing our type five here, huh?
Yeah, bad
anyway,
joke.
All right, I'm sorry, but we have to.
It would take you 9 years to hit all the chances to win this lottery. To get the jackpot, it would mean 9 years of seconds to cover all the odds.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry we have to run because we have to wrap up here. But thank you. Okay, time to give the answers, and then we'll give the last couple of minutes here to John. Go ahead.
Okay.
Kira, yes.
First of all, congratulations. Thank you to our to the panel and to the audience, the listening audience. So I have $120 to donate to KALW. The sitting senator from the Bluegrass State who got beat up by his neighbor for designing the iconic UPS and Westinghouse logos, that is Rand Paul Rand.
Mm. Oh, wow. Rand Paul Rand. The one city that we're missing that is four syllables or more in the top 100, it's in Florida. It's Hialeah with 230,000 people. Did not know it was that big, but according to the internet, it is. And that's all I have.
All right. I'm going to save my commercial airport question until next week. And I should say that the only Academy Award winning best actress who wasn't on this list or that nobody got was Susan Hayward, who played Andrew Jackson's wife in The President's Lady. And the states with the fewest acres of national park land, Kansas, 462 acres. Illinois has only 12 acres, Lincoln's home and one other place. And then Rhode Island have 5 acres. And I think that's it. Many thanks to all of you out there who took the time to call in and donate. Very, very, very kind of you. And we appreciate all the support you give to the station and to public radio in general. My thanks to Kira Pace, technical editor. Lori Fisher teaches at Dabo Valley College. Damian D. Miner for handling the board and phones. Thanks to John Carroll. And I'll turn it over to him. And hopefully you will join us next Saturday morning at 10. Thanks to everybody who supports Minds Over Matter and KALW. John, take it away.